Two best friends in a room, they might kiss.
Yes, we will.
What?
Yes, we will.
What the hell did I just watch? What is going on? Okay. So it gets worse. By the way, welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. And in case you missed the Oscars last weekend, which you probably did, because nobody watches that garbage anymore, Jamie Lee Curtis took home a trophy for Best Supporting Actress in the movie Everywhere, Everything, All at Once, which I also did not see. She was interviewed by the Today Show yesterday, and she gave quite the interesting response when asked if she had named her Oscar yet. Watch.
Hey. Oh, look at this.
Here they are.
Have we named her? What's her?
I'm in support of my daughter Ruby. I'm having them be a they them.
Oh.
I'm gonna just call them them. They them. And they are doing great. And they're settling in. In my life, I never thought in a million years that I would have this couple days. And I'm very, very moved by the whole thing.
Wow, she sounds really mentally stable. Is she aware that the statue is not a real person and does not need pronouns? Also, there's only one of them. I have many questions, including what is the story behind Jamie Lee Curtis's son, who now goes by Ruby? Well, he calls himself a trans furry and goblin lover. I feel like that's internet slang for something gross, but I kind of don't want to know what it means, so I didn't look it up. And man, guys, look at that. Is he pretty or what? That is the epitome of beauty. These are very stable people. I am completely convinced that anyone Hollywood touches becomes mentally ill. Like, congratulations on your supporting role. You now have bipolar disorder. Wow, you got the lead in the new movie. You've just been diagnosed with schizophrenia. Grew up being the child of a famous Hollywood actor. Congratulations, you're now going to chop off your... So does Hollywood attract the weirdos, or does it turn them into weirdos? Are these people psychotic before they get to Hollywood, or is this like something in the water? I don't know, but here to help me break this down and much, much more are two people who may not be happy that they're here right now. I don't know. We've got Blaze TV contributor and founder of Ripverse Comics, Eric July, also Blaze TV host of Pat Gray Unleashed, Pat Gray himself. Thank you for being here, guys. I'm going to go ahead and take the swear jar. I'm sorry. I didn't plan to say it. It just slipped out. I was going to say the word penis, and I just thought it, you know, there's just something about it that just doesn't get the point across sometimes unless you use the right words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so tired of this. And it just seems to be happening. Look, it's happening at a much prevalent rate in Hollywood, in all of society, but seemingly more in Hollywood. They're just all freaking crazy. Why?
I think it's a prerequisite to kind of be a part of Hollywood. You have to be kind of egotistical, you have to be narcissistic, and you have to be just an absolute lunatic. So this is why a lot of them, let me say this, because to your point, like, it's been happening everywhere, but it seems to be like a higher concentration when it comes to Hollywood and definitely their children, with them being on some like weird stuff, being through these gender changes or whatever it is they're going through. Furries.
Think about how long ago Angelina Jolie had their daughter.
Whatever.
Lived as a boy, boy, and then now is living as a girl again.
Exactly.
That was a long time ago, and they were still doing it.
Yeah, it's there's something there, but I think what this sort of embodies is, I think, I don't want to say why they do it, but it seems to lend itself to that idea, because the first thing that this person does is signals, right? They get the freaking award, and which doesn't really make sense. I guess this is a thing that they name their awards. And then they said, I'm going to name it a they, them. It's like naming it her or he. Like, it's stupid, right? You wouldn't even think of that. Naming it in general is kind of weird. But either way, it's like,
just called Oscar.
Yeah.
It's your Oscar.
Yeah, like, it's still a bizarre thing either way that it goes. But, of course, she used it as a way to kind of signal, like, and this is what it is for them. For them, it's a vehicle for all this sort of weirdness that we're dealing with in gender. And so she looks at it like, hey, look at me. I'm great. I'm righteous. I'm just because my son, if I'm not mistaken, is now going by whatever they are going by. And yeah, it doesn't speak to any mental illness or anything. This is just a supportive mother. And there's nothing nefarious going on.
So I wanna add a quote that she said backstage, because it's just, it's perplexing to hear these women make these statements that are really, they're advocating against themselves, but then they turn it back around and start talking in circles. So she was questioning, like, how do you degender the categories? Because she doesn't like that there's actor and actress. That's what I don't know what phobic it is, but it's a phobic.
One of them.
I think. It's one of those phobics. I don't know. And she said, to degender the categories, I'm concerned that will diminish the opportunities for more women, which is something I've been working hard to promote. The most important thing is inclusivity and more women. Basically, just more women anywhere, anytime, all at once. Like, but you just said that you wanted to degender the... What women are you talking? Like, she's just talking in circles here, including buzzwords, I guess.
Yeah, they don't have to make sense anymore.
I guess
they're in
not.
Hollywood. They don't have to make sense. They're all millionaires. it's gotten to the point now where, and she was in a movie called Halloween. Halloween, you can't dress up as a Native American because that's cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. But I can pretend to be a woman all I want, and that's not gender appropriation. Right. How is that making any sense to anybody? It's absolutely bizarre. And the whole breakdown of society's protection of and concern for women completely gone, completely out the window. And I guess it's bound to happen in a place like Hollywood, where you get 150 A-list celebrities together, and they're all progressive. Mm-hmm. And they all live in this little bubble. So now you're going to name your Oscar? It's already got a name.
Right.
True. It's Oscar. Have you ever heard that? I've never heard that question before. Either.
I haven't either.
Why did you name your Oscar?
She must have been told to ask that question.
That's actually a great point.
So that she could get the they, them that sounds bull right. crap out
point.
Of the way.
That's a better point. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a really good point. Because that was what struck me, too, when I watched it. I was just like, wait, they name them?
Yeah,
It's a trophy, and it's called an Oscar. Like, it feels like the name's already there. I don't understand.
It does feel that way.
I'm sure that was completely set up, just like... Going back to the Dylan Mulvaney, Drew Barrymore thing, we talked about it yesterday on the show, where Drew Barrymore knelt and talked to him, you know, knelt on the ground to talk to her, she's subservient to her master. And it's like, okay, you guys really think that this isn't staged? This is all staged. This is all complete theater. It's really, really sad to see. But I guess the good news is that their ratings keep going further and further down.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to the movies anymore. Nobody's watching these award shows anymore. Did you guys watch it?
Not for one second.
No.
Have you?
I didn't even know it was on. What were we doing Sunday? Usually we play Mario Kart. But,
I can't remember the last time I watched.
Oh, it's been a long
an
time.
An award show.
What's the Oscars when Will Smith slept, homie? Was that it last year?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so it was the Oscars.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that was some people tuned in to see if someone was going to get punched maybe for a little bit. But outside of that, I don't know. Hollywood's in trouble right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk about the people. I don't want to bore people with all those details because I talk about this stuff all the time. Like on my channel, you know, it had this like $180 million, it's $150, I think, that was Scarlett Johansson was in with Netflix that just got axed. Like, they just
really?
Are not coming out with it. It was not going to make any money anyway. We know Ant-Man just lost money. It's not going to make maybe 500. It's not going to make 500 million, meaning that it had to have 600 million to break even. And that was like supposed to be this big blockbuster film for Marvel Cinematic Universe. Hollywood's in trouble right now. They've lost their charm completely. Mm-hmm. And really, the only people that seem to like them is the people like themselves. And that's why the Oscars, Oscars are so attractive to them. But also the material itself, on a serious note, if you wonder why, even if you aren't one of those guys like myself who I'll look at this stuff and I'll see it for what it is, even if you are a normie, you can see that there has been a quality change, like in really just movies in general. But going back to those awards, like between those guys, between like BAFTA awards as well, they have baked into their rules that basically you can't even be eligible for these awards unless you check this many boxes, right? Mm-hmm. You have this amount of people that are in underrepresented or minority groups and all that. So you're not really hiring people that are best for the jobs, right, in any position, from the like producers all the way up. So you're getting just bad, mundane material. The bit that was just hilarious about her talking out of both sides of her mouth with the whole jet, that's been done already. And there was, I can't remember what award show it was before where that had got done and then no women had won. In terms of like when they try to do the genderless award. So that's what's going to end up inevitably happening anyway. It's like, all right, cool, you want to do that. And then they're going to be griping and say, where are all the women?
Right.
So they're just trying to have it both ways, and that's going to be impossible. Mm-hmm. But Hollywood's in for a rude awakening. I don't know if they're going to ever recover. We're seeing a lot of alternatives start to pop up. We got our good friend here to kind of Steve Dace entering into kind of that realm as well. Like, This is going to be a cultural renaissance, and they're not going to be a part of it.
So I don't know how much you did. Have you seen the new Ant-Man?
No.
Okay, I haven't either. I heard. Tell me if this is accurate. If you know, Eric, I heard that it actually is not like woke at all.
Well, I mean, depending on what you define it as, I can see that. However, it does have Hank Pym. For one, he says a line about socialism where he praises it. He says, like, do we have something to learn from socialism? And also, if you consider, like, what I do, like the race swaps and all that stuff, you know, with what's his name? I can't remember his name now. He's in the Creed film as well. He's playing Kang the Conqueror. He's not black, by the way, in any comic. So they're still doing all that weird stuff as well.
Okay.
But maybe not as on the nose.
Not
I wouldn't
as
know.
Much.
Maybe not as on the nose. But either way, it's just dead on arrival.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is, like, I feel like people... They did that for so long that it turned so many people off.
Look at that last phase. Like, they had Eternals, like, where they, like, everybody was race swapped and gay, basically, in that whole deal. And then you had all these various weird films and stuff that they were coming out with in this.
The latest Thor movie.
Yeah, the latest Thor with the female Thor, with the Jane Foster's Thor. Mm-hmm. There was all kinds of, like, they were going, I guess they were riding on that high of Infinity War and Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, well, we were just crapping out because they were. Like, Captain Marvel of all movies made $1 billion.
Yeah.
Like, that lets you know they could crap out a $1 billion film. Now they're losing money. A lot of these films are just not making money. And it's not just them. You know, like Ant-Man has a Chinese box office, right? Which a lot of these movies, his predecessors didn't, like in his previous phase. They got that, and he's still not going to make money. That needed $600 million to break at his break-even point, and it looks like it's going to end at like maybe $470, $490 million. That's a flop. By all occurrences, that's a flop.
Yeah, it sounds like the average American is just...
Not interested. Well, I mean, things were really crippled in the film industry by the pandemic, but then it kind of recovered, you know, a little bit to a certain extent. And then I think the films started getting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And there's very few good movies that at least I've wanted to see.
Top Gun, maybe the
only one.
Top Gun
was
really the last one I was really excited about.
Yeah, it really was the only one, I mean, I guess you could say it was too patriotic. I'm sure the left.
They have already said that.
No,
I'm not even joking.
No!
We were covering this on our shows last week. They absolutely have been. There's been articles being wrote about
about how
it's
and they glorified the military.
Yeah, all of that. So they have 100% done that already. So yeah.
Yep.
But look at like what that movie was on a serious note, like Tom Cruise, where he would come out, he was thanking the audience. He's like, hey, we just want to make good film. Like, that's a throwback to how films used to be.
Yeah.
Like, people just want to go to the movies, not really be lectured at, not really beat over the head or anything with all of this nonsense. Mm-hmm. And the one guy that comes up and just says, okay, that's all we'll do, seems to make a bunch of money.
Right.
And they can't seem to figure it out what it is that people want. Like, instead we just want... I don't know, black version of Little Mermaid. Like, yeah, okay. That's dead on arrival, too, by the way.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to be back with more, but we want to thank our sponsor, Chamonix. So they have a really, really great line of skincare products. My favorite is the Immediate Effects, which you put under your eyes, and it, I mean, you, they call it Immediate Effects because you literally feel it as soon as you put it under your eyes. You can feel this cooling, and it really, really works to make it nice and smooth under there. And also, you know, you look less tired during the day. They have a tremendous line. That's just my favorite. So I really suggest that you check it out if you maybe are looking in the mirror and you're like, you know, I feel like the pandemic aged me about 150 years. You don't have to live like that. You've got to try Chamonix. And by the way, the Immediate Effects is guaranteed to last for 12 hours or you're going to get your money back. So you have nothing to lose. You can go to GenuCell.com to see for yourself with 70% off their most popular package. This includes the classic under eye bags and puffiness treatment, which is also amazing. They've got free shipping and a luxury beauty box containing two free gifts with every subscription. Now is the time to go to GenuCell.com/Y. That is GenuCell.com/Y. Joe Biden gave a pretty dire warning about the future while talking about climate change on The Daily Show. He said that young people between 18 and 35 years old motivated him to sign off on the Inflation Reduction Act, which, you know, is basically him admitting that the Inflation Reduction Act had nothing to do with actually reducing inflation, but rather pushing these green energy initiatives for climate change. And he warned that younger generations would have no future to look forward to if we don't act on climate change. Watch.
Who or what created the political space for you to take that kind of action?
Young people. That generation between 18 and 35 now. They're the ones that created the space. They had enough of it. I mean, they showed up in the 2020 election. They showed up in the 2022 election. And we passed the largest environmental plan in all of history, over $368 billion. We got it done. And what happened was Mother Nature let her wrath be seen in the last 2 years. For example, I have traveled on helicopter over more forest area burned to the ground than the entire state of Maryland. That's how much is burned to the ground. Floods, droughts, all the things. And so people can't deny it anymore. If we don't keep the temperature from going above 1.5 degrees Celsius raised, then we're in real trouble. That whole generation is damned. I mean, that's not hyperbole.
Oh, no. You know, it's fascinating because he's talking about all of these younger people and, oh, well, they're finally getting active and they're the reason why we had the result we did in 2020 and 2022. I'm like, I mean, I guess I would believe it because young people are stupid and they would vote the wrong way. I mean, you have studies that are coming out within the last couple of years that show that your brain doesn't reach adulthood until like 30. So I'm like, buddy, that's more of an argument that like young people shouldn't be voting than it is sure anything is. Else.
Yeah, and it shows the indoctrination.
Right.
This generation has been so indoctrinated with the climate change, global warming garbage that, yeah, they think that they're in trouble. They believe. You ask 10 people 18 to 35 how long we have left on the earth, and I'll bet you 70 or 80% are going to tell you 8 years left because it was 10 when they started saying it.
Right.
And now it's 8. And nobody ever said that, by the way. Not even the global warming alarmists. You know, Michael Schellenberger wrote a book about this, about all the dire predictions being made. And he went to the IPCC, who supposedly made the claim that we only had 10 years and then it was going to be catastrophe. He went to the person who supposedly made that claim, and the person said, yeah, I never said that. Thanks for asking. I've never said that. So, you know, droughts, floods, we've always had them.
They're antithetical, so I don't understand how we're getting both. But I guess, like,
that's because it's so bad. We're in such dire straits.
It can be cold and hot at the same time.
Yes.
It used to be global warming. Now it's climate change.
Well, it was global. Well, first it was acid rain.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
the glaciers,
yeah,
were melting, the ozone, acid rain, global cooling, global warming, and then they got creative, and they were like, all right, we don't have to change it if we just call it climate change.
All encompassing.
Then, yeah, everything's included. And that's my age group, which is crazy as hell, all hell, because, yeah, most people my age and younger are stupid. I'll be the first one to want to tell you that. So, yeah, I guess you are making a case. It's a great point. He's making a case against that block being having the intellectual capacity to be able to make, let's say, proper decisions. But he threw that big number out there. I don't know if anybody paid attention. Like, it was, what'd he say, like 300?
$368 billion?
Like, can you conceptualize how much money that is?
No.
That's a lot.
No.
That's a lot of money, man. And he just threw that out there like, yeah. And which is equivalent, speaking of acid rain, you're pissing it away. I'll take it. You're basically pissing the money away because you're not going to stop this, whatever they claim that needs to happen by just spending money. And it's crazy how definitely the modern left, the more authoritarian social justice left, there's not a problem that exists, climate stuff included, that they don't think if we just spend money, well, we take yours to spend it, or we, you know, sell off assets of unborn people, which is that, that led to the inflation that you got right now. We can just spend the money and we'll solve it. And it's like, y'all have been fighting all various sorts of social justice-esque stuff over the past, let's say, decade, probably spent $1 trillion in that, and that window alone, and you solved nothing. If anything, a lot of relations, particularly as it pertains to race, has gotten worse in this country, despite you spending all this money on this. But man, it just goes to show how, just like he said, the fact that a politician can throw a number out there like that and think somehow that's good. Like, we have spent this amount, or we're going to probably over, I don't know if it's over the next 10 years or how much, we're going to spend X amount of money fighting something that we can't fight, per se. And everybody just like, he just said it. Like, that was the first thing I picked up when he threw that number 300. I was like, wait a minute, how much money did this guy just say? But I don't think the American people, we talk about this on the show all the time, sir. The American people can't conceptualize these numbers because they get used all the time. So when, like, the $1 trillion stimulus package, people are like, yeah, it's just okay.
Whatever.
I'm like, you know how many O's that is, man? That's a lot of O's, bro.
So on the subject, I want to bring up everyone's favorite childhood environmental activist, Greta Thunberg, who quietly deleted a 2018 tweet saying that climate change would wipe out humanity unless the world ceased using fossil fuels by 2023. Yeah, well, that's because we're here. It's 2023, and we're still here, and we're still using fossil fuels. Oopsies. So she tweeted out this article by gritpost.com. This was James Anderson of Harvard University saying that humanity would cease to exist if that didn't happen. And if you go to gritpost.com, the website no longer exists either. So it turns out that when they're wrong, they don't say like, oopsie. They just delete control alt delete like everything from the internet and just pretend like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this chick is still showing up to like actual. I mean, I would argue anyone who shows up there is evil, but like, it's an important summit, right? The World Economic Forum. She's showing up to these places. And I say it's an important summit because these are like elitists who would really like to take over. And I won't say those keywords that will get me in trouble on YouTube, but let's just say they would love a really big, amazing do-over of globalism. And so, you know, she's showing up to these events. People are still listening to her. And it's like, guys, she was like, 10?
Yeah, she was young, man.
And she didn't know anything, and she's deleting tweets that she was wrong on. Are we going to stop letting the kids run the show? Or no?
That's
and
true.
The answer is no.
No, I mean, really, no.
We're not. They're never held accountable for all their outrageously stupid predictions. I mean, James Hansen, all of these guys who have been making these predictions, like Al Gore, the West Side Freeway is going to be underwater by 1980. Or 2000, the polar ice will be completely gone by 1990.
Imagine how much money he has made.
Oh my gosh!
On that kind of
crazy
talks,
it's
right?
Crazy, and
people call us grifters.
I think one of his predictions was that the UK wouldn't exist. It was going to be buried in water.
Oh, no.
It was going to be under, yeah, underwater. It was going to be like Atlantis. We just think, hey, remember when there was an island there called Great Britain? No, I don't remember that at all. I mean, prediction after prediction, they've all been wrong. Mm-hmm. Their climate models are wrong. Mm-hmm. Their predictions are wrong. And they're never held accountable.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest prediction that they got wrong probably was the COVID stuff. So they got that disastrously wrong.
But yeah, they did.
Here we are.
That's true. That's well, so maybe, Pat, I'm gonna give a little bit of optimism here on this one. Mm-hmm. Maybe people have learned their lesson on trusting the experts.
I hope
they won't
so.
Do it anymore. Although then they also call Greta an expert, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to be optimistic here. All right, I want to throw in one more story before we have to go to break, which is this Meta story that we were talking about before we went on air here. So yesterday, in a letter to staff, CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Meta, which you know as Facebook, announced plans to lay off another 10,000 employees in the coming months. And he says the company needs to be more efficient. So he says that they are going to invest a lot in advancing AI, which I would love to get y'all's thoughts on. Mine is that it's absolutely terrifying. I stand by that. I recognize like there can be benefits to it. I just don't think it's worth going down that road.
Well, the thing that's important, I guess, to note here with a lot of these companies, big companies are going through this right now. You had a window or pocket of time where you had all these fake jobs that are being created where people had, you had jobs for the jobs, and pretty much, you know, that's how Hollywood operates all the time. Mm-hmm. You have right now with Meta's laid off these people, Amazon's laid off folks. We know what happened with Twitter and all that. Like, this stuff is happening because now as the money is kind of, you know, shortening, it's not going as long as they like it to go. And maybe a lot of the things that they were banking on, especially Meta with this metaverse stuff, that's been a dud for the most part for them. And putting all this investment into that, it's just not paying off. So we had Bob Iger, for example, with the CEO of CEO, I guess he returned to be the CEO of Disney, who said literally the same thing, almost verbatim. It was like, we got to be more efficient in our spending. And that's because the money's not going around like it used to before. So that is where I guess the optimism should lie, in that they put a lot, definitely in all these social justice efforts with these diversity and equity programs and all, those are the first jobs to go, guaranteed. Out of the 10,000, probably 5,000 of those are them fake jobs that they got just to check a box. But we're going to see this probably in the coming years, because we see how inflation is impacting even you just as an individual. Think about it as it's impacting them. They tried to act like it didn't stink for a while, but it's not going to last.
Yeah, you also think about the people who kept advocating for these minimum wages, right? Like, we have to have $18 minimum wage. We have to have it. And it's like, I wonder if they're kicking themselves now, because we tried to tell them at the time, okay, but when you want $18 for working at McDonald's and McDonald's has the opportunity to just go get an automatic machine to take everyone's order and spit out their food, you're going to be the first on the chopping block. Like, that's always what's going to happen. And here it is.
It has to be that way.
It does. Right?
These fast food places can't afford to pay their employees who are 15, 16, 17 years old $18, $20, $22.
Right.
There was a sign on a Taco Bell near me last year that they, not only would you make $20 an hour immediately, but we're going to give you a $10,000 bonus for
no.
At Taco Bell? It's amazing.
That almost quit.
Yeah, Pat's like, I thought about it.
Yeah.
Pat's like,
sign me up.
Do you get free food? If you do, I'm willing to talk. all right, let's go ahead and take another quick break. We'll be back with more. But I want to talk to you about Keeps. So, guys, if you maybe look in the mirror and you're like, I feel like my hairline just doesn't look like it used to, maybe you got a bald spot, don't be embarrassed. It's not your fault. But Keeps can help you change that. 2 out of 3 guys experience hair loss before they're 35. So That's, again, like, you are not alone. But if you want to flip the odds in your favor and save your hair, you can with Keeps. It's very, very simple. You take a couple pictures of your hair. You send it off to the Keeps lab. A doctor will review, and they're going to give you clinically proven hair loss treatments available. It's all delivered directly to your door. You don't even have to get up off the couch. You can be a couch potato when you do it. Jason Buttrell actually experienced a regrowth of hair. I think
Keith did as well.
Yeah. Pat's producer did as well. Mm-hmm. We were watching it in real time happen. They were growing their hair back that they had already lost. It was really incredible. So if you want to try it, you can go to keeps.com/Y to get a special offer over at KEEPS.com/Y.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing, but they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4
million. I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flair over it that I wouldn't be seated, so I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV.
Smollett is back in the news because the Nigerian brothers that were hired by him to fake that hate crime. Oh, you guys remember that whole, it's MAGA country. Well, they decided to speak out for the first time since 2019. Here is what they had to say to Fox Nation. Watch.
He turned around, looked at us, and that's when we started yelling the famous slurs he wanted us to yell. Hey, aren't you that empire? Empire fat nick. It's MAGA country. Yeah. And then he said, what did you say to me? And then that's when I threw the first punch at him. I held the blow because I didn't want to hurt him, of course. So I made it look real, but I held it. Then we started tussling, moving around, and then I threw him to the ground.
Oh, no.
He wanted it to look like he fought back. That was very important for him because he said, hey, don't just beat my make it look like I'm fighting back and whatnot. So we did that, and then I threw him to the ground. Uh-huh. And while after I threw him to the ground, he had no bruise. I wanted it to look more real. So then I threw him to the ground. After I threw him to the ground,
uh-oh,
I used my knuckle and gave him a noogie.
Oh, man, that's a troll, man. That's an absolute troll, bro.
That's great.
I love this so much. So I'm confused. Someone's going to accuse me of being racist, Eric, okay? But why are they called Nigerian brothers? They speak perfect English. It sounds like
they don't sound like they're like
it sounds
from
like they're
Nigeria.
From here.
Obviously, their parents probably are obviously from Nigeria.
So would they still be Nigerian?
It wouldn't be Nigerian as much as I'm Nigerian.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's I was expecting a different.
Yeah, same
accent.
Here. When I heard that, I thought that they would like more like they had. They were recently
like immigrated from there.
Right. From, yeah. Wow, Nigeria. You're a white supremacist.
But yeah, apparently that's not the case. But yeah, famous French actor, Juicy Smollett, back in the news for, obviously they took it as a joke. They wanted to, probably took the money, ran with the loot. Was like, yeah, we'll do whatever stupid thing. And like I said, the fact that, you know, he didn't get anything harsher out of that considering.
Yeah, he got 150 days in county jail.
Yeah.
For five felony counts
county
of
jail.
Yeah.
Like, that's, oh my God. That's insane. Like, I know if somebody else, like, kind of had those resources being wasted, you'd got the book thrown at you, like, 100%.
Right.
Regular people. But when you're a famous French actor such as him, I guess you can get away with it.
Golly. And look how harmful that could have been. I mean, uh-huh, you know, the next year we're having wild riots all throughout the mm-hmm country. This could have sparked some if it would have turned out that, yeah, people believed two white MAGA supporters mm-hmm attacked him at 2 a.m. in Chicago when it's 20 below zero. The story was just a little bit flawed to begin with, yeah. And I think everybody was somewhat skeptical from the get-go, thank goodness. And so catastrophe was avoided, but how ridiculous that you got these two Nigerians screaming, this is MAGA country, and Jussie Smollett at 2 a.m.
So
okay.
Stupid.
Oh man.
It's so stupid. All right. I want to play for you. So James O'Keefe has announced. I can't find this in my notes, but it's fine. James O'Keefe has announced that he is starting another. Here it is. He is creating. He teased it a little bit. Mm. Of course, he was ousted from Project Veritas. It was this big, dramatic, very awkward at moments situation to watch. And he has announced the beginnings of O'Keefe Media Group. And I want to play the clip with that. Watch.
The irony of the Acorn story is that it took a 25-year-old with a hidden camera a few days to do what billion-dollar networks and journalists could not do in a decade. I spent 14 years creating the most effective nonprofit newsroom this country has ever seen. And in paving the way to establish citizen journalism, I have been defamed, arrested, raided, and ultimately removed from the organization I spent so much time developing credibility of. I always knew they would try to ruin the reputations of those who expose them, the pharma giants, the three-letter government agencies, and those who I thought I could trust. But in response, we are going to build an army of investigators and exposers. They have awakened a sleeping giant. I'm back. Remaining by my side are a small, tight-knit group of the most elite journalists in the world. Exposing corruption requires standing up to power, because power hates sunlight. We are sunlight. Welcome to the O'Keefe Media Group, where we will never be shut down. Because not only do I own it, but you own it too. Support us and sponsor our army of journalists by becoming a founding member today.
There you have it, O'Keefe Media Group. By the way, James, great Easter egg with the Subway sandwich that they accused him of taking from a eight-month pregnant woman. So but we saw it, James, and I'm just saying I approve. I approve.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'm game, yeah. That's what it's needed, man. It's an unfortunate situation. Definitely, I can imagine watching some of you build like that and you get ousted out of that company for whatever reasons. Project Veritas is still right now putting out these stories that are getting like no traction on them. Obviously, they're taking the hit. But, you know, he's going to do his own thing. I'm pretty sure he learned from it. I'm willing to bet, like, the kind of corporate setup. I don't know if they're going to. Probably shouldn't go the whole, because you have to have a board going that whole nonprofit route. Probably should not do that going forward. He doesn't need me to tell him that at all. But, yeah, it's good to see that he's like, okay, let's get back to work.
Yeah, we need him.
Yeah. I think the board suggestion is a really good one. Good safety tip. Don't go public.
Yeah.
Don't be nonprofit.
Yeah.
Stay private. Own the company and don't get kicked out of it.
Right, right. You had good intentions, but, you know, they can always be exploited. All right, we got to take another quick break, but I want to thank our sponsor, Tommy John. So Tommy John, you got to check out their website. First of all, they've got stuff for men and women. I know a lot of people know Tommy John for their men's underwear. Well, they make it all now. So you can go there for men, women. You can get underwear. You can get loungewear. You can get pajamas. It really is the most comfortable thing you can put on your body. Look, I talk about comfort. I have my sheets, okay, that you hear me talk about, and I have my Tommy John. And I am totally set. It really is. Pat, am I lying?
Oh, not at all. I love them.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah,
it feels soft
and comfortable.
It feels magical.
It does.
I got to tell you, it feels magical every time I put it on my body. And I used to think that people were like, oh my God, you're exaggerating. It can't be that comfortable. And then I got some for myself and I was like, oh no, they're exactly right. And I actually am really passionate about this. So you got to try it. You can go to TommyJohn.com/Y. By the way, they have a best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. So you got nothing to lose. And you can get 20% off of your first order if you use that link, TommyJohn.com/Y. I don't know how much of an eye you guys have been keeping on what's been going on with the FAA and aviation safety, but there have been a lot of like crazy things that have been happening in the skies lately. And a former Delta Airlines pilot is trying to raise awareness about issues with aviation safety, saying that we are at a critical waypoint after observing an unusual number of commercial aviation incidents. This is Lee Moak, who previously piloted Boeing 767 planes for Delta and served as president of the Airline Pilots Association. He, you know, went through some of these December 18th, United Airlines Boeing 777, just seconds into takeoff from the island of Maui, climbed to 2,220 feet before entering a steep dive and coming, just within 775 feet of the Pacific Ocean. A bunch of people were hurt. There were some near collisions in several different airports. I mean, there have been things that have been going on for a while. And, you know, meanwhile, I don't know if you guys caught this a couple weeks ago, Joe Biden's nominee for the position of FAA administrator, that would be the person that is in charge of running the Federal Aviation Administration, he just had his Senate confirmation hearing and it didn't go well. Watch.
So, Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So okay. That's a pretty important part. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
But obviously, you'd never see the Federal Aviation Administration, so... any idea what those restrictions are under basic med, quickly?
Well, some of the restrictions, I think, would be high blood pressure. some of them would be...
No. It's more like how many passengers per airplane, how many pounds in different categories, and what altitude you can fly under.
Yeah, that's... I am already very fearful of flying. It's like one of my, you know, we talk about phobias. That actually is a phobia that I do have. Okay, you got me. This is terrifying to me that we seem to be focusing more on diversity hires. The FAA, this pilot that I talked about earlier says that the FAA has been underfunded for a very long time. So I guess maybe they're dealing with that. But like, I'm just not confident that these pilots are qualified to carry me in a giant metal tube thousands of feet into the sky.
No, they are. They're just dodging a lot of Chinese spy balloons right now. And that's why there's so many
collisions. You're right.
You know,
there's a lot
to
consider.
The sky is just congested with the Chinese balloons.
That's true.
And that makes it tough.
That's true.
Has there ever been a nominee by Joe Biden that is qualified for the position he's been nominated for?
No, literally no.
That's astounding. And how embarrassing for the greatest nation on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Formerly greatest nation. I think Zimbabwe just passed.
But just did. Oh.
It's frightening.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where DEI goes, right? This is the end result of that.
That's with everything. It's not just with entertainment. It's things that are less entertainment. It's things that are based on necessity because these people have become so obsessed with stuff like, I don't know, disparity and, this certain human affair or job title has X amount of types of people and we need to diversify it. I mean, they don't look at it in any sort of context. And this is exactly what you get when you get that. You get people that are often underqualified that are being placed in positions that they have no business. So I don't know exactly what that man's, what made him, I guess, qualified, let's say, for the position. But yeah, it's just par for the course. I mean, you consider with, Pete Buttigieg and what it is that he's doing and his lack of expertise in anything as it pertains to like transportation. There's nothing that he's done that gave him that lends him any credit to that title, but he hasn't, right? Mm-hmm. And so you got people that are making these decisions on your behalf that probably know as much about it as you do, as just a regular individual that didn't study it by any means. So it's very dangerous. But, you know, I guess is more obvious. I don't know if you remember I can't remember what airlines it was that did that, had that post going around not too long ago about like what type it was like during, I don't know if it was during the Pride Month or whatever it was. And they were talking about, hey, we're hiring these types of pilots. I'm like, man, I'll make sure not to ride Joe stuff.
Yeah.
Not because they're gay, but because I know that's the only reason why you put them there.
Right. It's like, I genuinely, you can be gay. I don't care. I just want you to be good at flying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want, really, please. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Like, I literally could not care less. Hey, I forgot to tell you earlier, so I'll tell you now. Make sure, if you have gotten this far in the program, make sure to like, hit the thumbs up, like this post. I said just gently tap it. I'm not going to tell you to smash it. I'm not going to tell you what are some of the other things they say, Eric?
That's the main one.
Smash that like button. That's the main one. Crush that like button. I don't need it. Just gently tap it. Okay, that's fine. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel and give us a comment. Tell us what you think, and that will help more people be able to view this show in all its glory. And for those of you who have not yet heard, we are doing a new segment on Fridays called Dear Sarah, because Abby ain't got nothing on me. So make sure, if you need advice, if you need dating tips, if you need just life advice, general life advice, you can email me here at DearSarah@TheBlaze.com. We will be reading some of those on Friday, each Friday. So make sure that you tune in. Also, make sure to check out Ripaverse.com for Eric's non-woke comics, which are great. And make sure that you tune in to Pat Gray Unleashed, which you can hear anywhere you get your podcasts. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at TheBlaze.com/podcasts.